Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The King in Orange, The Magical and Occult Roots of Political Power, is a short nonfiction book by John Michael Greer that examines American politics through an unusual interpretive lens: magic, occult traditions, and symbolic power. Rather than treating elections and partisan conflict as purely rational contests of policy or messaging, Greer argues that political events often follow patterns that resemble ritual, enchantment, and competing systems of belief. The book is situated at the intersection of political commentary, cultural criticism, and esoteric history, and it is especially focused on the turbulent period surrounding the 2016 and 2020 U.S. presidential elections. Its purpose is not to offer conventional campaign analysis, but to explain why standard media narratives often fail to capture the emotional, class-based, and mythic forces that shape public life. Greer also connects these dynamics to broader social divisions, especially the tensions among different economic classes in the United States. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, politics as a struggle over symbolic and occult power. Greer's central claim is that political authority cannot be understood only through institutions, polling, or policy differences. He presents politics as a domain where symbols, narratives, emotions, and collective belief systems exert force in ways that resemble magic. In this framework, campaigns and public movements are not just strategies for winning office. They are attempts to shape perception and direct social energy. That approach gives the book its distinctive character, because it treats elections as moments when competing mythologies collide. The argument is intentionally provocative, but its deeper point is analytical modern political behavior often looks irrational if it is viewed only through conventional media categories. By using the language of occult power, Greer tries to name the hidden structures of persuasion, fear, loyalty, and projection that frequently drive public reactions more strongly than policy detail does. The result is a theory of politics that emphasizes meaning-making over simple vote counting. Secondly, class divisions as the real social fault line in the Trump era. A major theme of the book is that American political conflict is better understood as class conflict than as a straightforward conflict of race or gender. Greer divides society into several broad economic groups, including the investment class, salary class, wage class, and welfare class, and argues that these categories reveal different material interests and moral outlooks. His most pointed criticism is directed at the salary class, which he sees as often aligned with progressive politics while benefiting from systems that have damaged workers and communities in the wage class. This analysis reframes the rise of Trump as a symptom of long-term social resentment rather than an isolated personality cult. Greer argues that globalization, deindustrialization, and policy decisions supported by establishment figures from both major parties eroded the stability of working people. In that sense, the book presents Trump not as the cause of political breakdown, but as the result of deeper economic and cultural fractures that had already been building for decades. Thirdly, the 2016 and 2020 elections as competing magical campaigns. The book treats the 2016 and 2020 presidential cycles as especially important moments in which rival forms of magical practice were mobilized on behalf of political goals. Greer connects the Trump movement to internet-fueled symbolic action and the broader culture of chaos magic, while also describing anti-Trump resistance as its own form of organized enchantment. This does not mean he reduces people to literal sorcerers. Rather, he suggests that political organizing increasingly operates through ritualized language, emotionally charged imagery, and shared belief reinforced online. The internet becomes important here because it accelerates memetic spread and intensifies collective identification. By reading these elections in occult terms, Greer attempts to explain why conventional analysts were often surprised by the strength of both Trumpist and anti-Trump mobilization. The underlying insight is that modern politics has a performative dimension. Narratives are repeated until they take on the force of social reality, and that process can determine outcomes as much as institutional maneuvering does. Fourthly, the New Age and Theosophical Roots of Modern Anti-Trump Politics. Another distinctive argument in the book is Greer's historical tracing of the resistance to Trump back to late 19th century esoteric currents, especially New Age thought and theosophy. He suggests that modern progressive or anti-Trump energy did not arise only from recent partisan developments, but also from older spiritual and metaphysical traditions that emphasized positive thinking, self-transformation, and hidden forces shaping reality. From this perspective, political activism inherits older habits of belief and moral certainty. Greer's discussion of prosperity consciousness and related traditions is meant to show how such movements can split into different psychological and political directions, with one branch focused on constructive optimism and another becoming more absolutist and self-righteous. This historical move is important because it broadens the scope of the book beyond current events. It argues that today's political passions are not only responses to immediate crises, but also descendants of long-running cultural patterns in American spirituality. That makes the book unusual among political essays, since it links electoral conflict to the history of alternative religion and metaphysical thought. Lastly, a concise polemic against mainstream political explanations, The King in Orange stands out for its compact size and direct, argumentative style. It is not a balanced academic study in the conventional sense, and readers should expect a strong interpretive stance rather than detached neutrality. Its value lies in how it challenges familiar assumptions about media, partisanship, and political identity. Greer argues that mainstream commentary often misses the real dynamics of public life because it treats events as if people were motivated only by explicit ideology or rational interest. He counters that emotional enchantment, class resentment, and symbolic competition are central to understanding contemporary America. The brevity of the book helps this argument by keeping the focus tight and making the core thesis easy to follow. For readers willing to engage with an unconventional framework, the book offers a compact way to rethink political conflict as something deeper than partisan spectacle, even where one disagrees with Greer's conclusions. The book is useful because it forces attention to the hidden assumptions behind ordinary political analysis and the social forces that standard commentary often leaves out. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in political theory, esotericism, cultural criticism, or John Michael Greer's broader body of work on magic and social change. It will also appeal to readers who feel that conventional journalism and partisan analysis have become too narrow to explain the intensity of contemporary American conflict. Its practical benefit is not that it supplies a standard forecasting model, but that it offers a different vocabulary for thinking about propaganda, mass belief, class resentment, and the emotional structure of politics. Intellectually, it pushes readers to ask whether political life is shaped more by material interest alone or by symbols and rituals that behave like modern forms of enchantment. What makes it stand out from similar books is its willingness to connect election politics to occult history, internet memetics, and class analysis in a compact format. That combination is rare, and even readers who reject parts of the argument may find it clarifying, because it exposes how often public debate ignores the psychological and symbolic dimensions of power. For that reason, it works both as a polemical essay and as an invitation to reconsider how political legitimacy is created. If you would like to support John Michael Greer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.